What to expect when a support worker comes over. Key takeaways: reviewing a care plan and preparing a personal help list before the first visit gives the support worker a clear picture of your loved one's needs from the start. Asking the agency specific questions about consistency, effective communication, and gender preference puts you and your loved one in control of their own care from day one. Support workers can assist with personal care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, social activities, and family respite. Building a good working relationship takes time. Setting clear boundaries and finding common ground helps things settle more quickly. You always have the right to request a different support worker if the current arrangement is not working for your family. Preparing for the first visit. A little preparation before the first visit makes a noticeable difference. When the support worker arrives with a clear picture of your family's routines, preferences, and priorities, both sides can focus on what matters most right away. The care plan audit. The care plan is the foundation of the support your loved one receives. It outlines their assessed needs, the tasks your support worker is expected to carry out, and any health and safety considerations relevant to your home. Before the visit, take time to read through the CARE plan carefully and check whether it still accurately reflects the current situation. Personal needs change over time, and a plan drawn up several months ago may no longer be accurate. If anything feels out of date or unclear, note it and raise it with your agency or care coordinator before the visit. A care plan is a living document, one that is reviewed and updated regularly with your input, not filled away and forgotten. Therefore, check if the plan covers your loved one's current health conditions, medications, mobility needs, and personal preferences. Flag any changes since the plan was last reviewed, such as a new diagnosis, a change in medication, or an update to the daily routine. Confirm which tasks have been agreed for the support worker to carry out, and which sit outside their role. Please ask the care coordinator to update the plan before the first visit if there are significant gaps, creating a help list. A help list is a practical, informal document that the family creates itself. It does not replace the care plan. While the care plan records what support you need, the help list tells your support worker how your loved one likes things done. It captures the personal detail that no agency form will ever ask for. What time do your loved ones prefer to have personal care? Do they like the radio on in the morning? How does your cared-for family member take their tea? Which tasks do they want done first? Which life skills is your loved one actively working on? Whether they prefer a chatty worker or a quieter approach? Think of it as a simple briefing note that your support worker can read before or during the first visit. The more specific you are, the quicker your support worker can settle into your rhythm. Environment preparation. Your home is your personal space, and it is completely reasonable to spend a little time getting it ready before the first visit. If, for example, your support worker will be providing physical support, check that everything is accessible and in working order before they arrive. You may also want to decide which bathroom they can use, which rooms you consider more comfortable and provide a sense of privacy, and which appliances are needed for household tasks. Essential questions to ask the agency. Before the first visit, speaking directly with your agency to clarify a few key points is time well spent. The answers will help you feel more confident and will shape how you and your support worker begin working together. Consistency: will I have the same person every time? Regular, consistent support from the same person leads to better outcomes. In practice, occasional cover arrangements are sometimes unavoidable. A support worker may be unwell or on leave, and how your agency handles those moments matters just as much as the day-to-day consistency. Great support workers build positive relationships with the people they support over time, and a good agency will prioritize that continuity wherever possible. How will I be notified if there is a substitute? Please plan for advance notice rather than a last-minute call, as they are due to arrive. Any substitute worker should be briefed on your care plan and personal preferences before they come through your door. Communication. Ask your agency what the best way to communicate is. Whether that is a phone call, a text message, an email, or an online portal, you need to know exactly who to contact and how quickly to expect a response. For day-to-day tasks, ask the named care coordinator who manages your care. They are typically the most reliable point of contact. Punctuality. A support worker's role is to be punctual and to have good time management skills. Ask the agency what their policy is for when a worker is running late and what constitutes a missed visit. Agencies registered with the Care Quality Commission, CQC, are required to meet specific standards around reliability and responsiveness, and your agency should be able to demonstrate how it meets those standards. What happens if they don't show up? If a worker doesn't turn up and you haven't been contacted in advance, please confirm who to call and what the agency's obligation is to arrange cover at short notice. Gender preference. Can I choose a worker of a particular gender for intimate tasks like showering? You have the right to request a support worker of a specific gender, especially for intimate personal care tasks such as bathing, showering, or assistance with continence. This is a straightforward, reasonable request, and a reputable agency will take it seriously without requiring you to justify it. Your loved one's dignity and comfort are a prerogative. What is the support? Support from a community support worker covers a broad range of physical and emotional support. It is delivered through a person-centered approach to support people in living well at home, whether in their own property or within supported living services in the community. Personal care. Personal care includes help with washing, bathing, showering, oral hygiene, dressing, and grooming. The support worker will carry out these tasks in a way that preserves your loved one's dignity and respects your privacy at all times. Physical support for mobility, such as assistance with transfers, positioning, or use of adaptive equipment, may also be included in your care plan as needed. The aim is always to support your loved one's independence, not replace it. Meal preparation. A support worker can help you prepare meals and snacks that meet your loved one's nutritional needs and reflect their food preferences. This might mean cooking from scratch, heating prepared meals, or working to a specific diet recommended by healthcare professionals, such as a texture-modified diet for someone with swallowing difficulties. Mealtime support can also include assistance with eating and drinking as needed, along with keeping a record of daily food and fluid intake if this has been included in the care plan. Light housekeeping. A clean, safe home environment contributes directly to your loved one's health and well-being. The support worker can assist with light domestic tasks such as hoovering, mopping, dusting, wiping down surfaces, and changing bed linen. They can also help with laundry, washing up, and keeping the kitchen and bathroom areas clean and hygienic. The focus is on maintaining a comfortable, safe living space, social activities, staying connected to the community, and keeping up with personal interests play an important role in quality of life, particularly for people whose conditions, such as mental health difficulties, autism, learning disabilities, dementia or physical disability, can make social connections more challenging. The support worker can accompany your loved one to social activities, community groups, appointments, events. They can also provide emotional support at home, whether that means watching a film together, trying a new activity, or working on life skills. For people experiencing loneliness or social isolation, the element of support can be one of the most meaningful parts of the whole arrangement. Family relief, respite. If your loved one is supported at home by a family member or unpaid carer, a support worker can step in to give that person a regular scheduled break. This is known as respite care. It allows family carers to rest, attend to their own needs, or manage other responsibilities, confident that their loved one is being looked after by a trained professional. Respite support can be arranged for a few hours per week or more frequently, depending on the family's needs. It is an important part of sustainable care, one that makes a positive difference to the well-being of everyone involved, not just the person receiving direct support. What you should do. Getting the most from a support worker is a two-way process. There are practical steps you can take to help the relationship get off to a good start and develop well over time. Give it time. First meetings can feel awkward. Meeting someone new who will be helping your loved one with personal or daily tasks is not always easy. It is entirely normal to feel self-conscious, guarded, or uncertain during the early visits. This is true regardless of whether your loved one needs emotional support, hands-on assistance, or both. The support worker understands this. They are trained to have a positive, can-do attitude, to be patient and non-judgmental, and to lead at your loved one's pace, and they do not expect you to feel at ease immediately. Most importantly, please don't judge the working relationship based on the first visit. Trust and familiarity build confidence gradually, and for many people, it takes 2 or 3 visits before things begin to feel more natural. Permit yourself to ease into it. Share what you are comfortable sharing, ask questions when you have them, and let your support worker show you through their actions what they're like to work with. Great support workers bring a positive attitude to every visit and will read your cues, adjusting their approach to match your needs. Set clear boundaries. Clear boundaries protect you and your support worker, and they help establish a working relationship built on mutual respect. From the outset, be direct about what you are happy for your support worker to do, what you prefer to manage yourself, and which parts of your home and personal life you regard as private. Boundaries also apply to communication and tone during visits. If you don't want personal conversations during certain tasks or prefer a quieter, more task-focused approach, say so. If you feel that a support worker has overstepped in any way, even if it seems minor, raise it with them directly first, then escalate to your care coordinator if it remains unresolved. A good support worker will respond constructively to respectful, direct feedback. Find common ground with your support worker. A positive working relationship is much easier to maintain when there is some genuine common ground between your loved one and the support worker. They do not need to become close friends, but a real sense of connection makes visits feel less transactional and more human. They might share an interest in a particular sport, a television program, a genre of music, or a type of cooking. These small points of connection set the tone for every visit that follows. Consider trying an activity together. This could be as simple as going for a short walk or doing a puzzle. Trying new skills together can be a particularly natural way to build rapport, especially if developing independence is part of the support plan. You may find that the support worker brings energy, humor, or simply presence that your loved one genuinely looks forward to with each visit. Have a say in who provides support. Your right to have a say in who supports your loved one does not end after the first visit. If the initial match does not feel quite right, or if your loved one's needs change over time, you are entitled to go back to your agency and ask them to review the arrangement of your health and social care service. A good agency will treat your preferences as central rather than optional, and will take a genuinely person-led approach to finding the right fit. If you have specific preferences, such as wanting someone who speaks a particular language, shares a cultural background, or has direct experience providing mental health needs support work, raise these at any point. It's okay to switch support workers. Sometimes, despite everyone's best efforts, the match between a person and their support worker does not work. Personalities may not connect, communication styles may not align, or support may not be delivered the way you need it to be. These things happen, and recognizing it early is far better than enduring a situation that does not serve your well-being. Contact your care coordinator and explain, as specifically as you can, what is not working. You do not need to make a formal complaint if you would prefer not to. A straightforward conversation is often enough to start the process. What matters is that you feel settled, respected, and well supported in your own home. That is the standard any good agency should be working towards, and you have every right to hold them to it. Experienced support workers with Nurseline Healthcare. Working as a support worker can be a very rewarding job for people who always want to be there for someone and choose it as a career. And here at Nurseline Healthcare, we teamed up with a wide range of loving and caring healthcare assistants and other healthcare professionals, trained to provide person-centered care and to uphold the highest standards of healthcare qualifications. So, whether you are exploring professional coverage for your care needs at your own home, looking for respite care for a family member, or need consistent, specialist support for complex care needs, our team is ready to help. Get in touch with Nurseline Healthcare today. to speak with a member of our team and find out how we can build a support arrangement around what matters most to you.